Hello, everyone. This is our October update for Patreon. There's a lot going on in my world right now, and I'm looking at everything that I have planned for next month, and I'm really hoping that that I can make it all happen. So let's take a look. First and foremost, it's Halloween. October is my favorite month of the year because Halloween is my favorite time of the year. I enjoy all things spooky, and it's the perfect time of year. So I have a few things planned for that. A few Halloween-themed audios, that kind of thing. So keep an eye out for those. If you have, you know, recommendations or suggestions of things that you'd like me to do, or at least look at, scripts, improv ideas, whatever. You can either message me here on Patreon or throw them up in the suggested channel on my Discord server. I do look at those. I do take them into consideration. So if there's something Halloween-ish that, that you've got on your mind, please, please send it my way. I'd be more than happy to take a look. Couple of different things coming up as well. October 3rd, I haven't announced this yet, but October 3rd is going to be my 500 subreddit members celebration. So there's 500, and I believe 530 people in the boudoir now. And I have over 2,000 followers. We're actually pushing 2,400 right now. So I want to do something for that. I was going to do the three take challenge where you're given a random generic line, just an everyday sentence, and then you have to deliver it in three different ways and they're predetermined. I was going to record that, but then I thought, you know what, it would be lots of fun to do that live. So I'm going to actually do that as an event, in the voice chat of my Discord server. So that'll be on Saturday, October 3rd. I'm aiming for 10 p.m. Eastern time, Eastern Standard Time to start. So I will make the announcement about that. I believe I put it up in the Discord server, but I know not everybody's there. So if you want to submit sentence suggestions or delivery suggestions, please send them either to my mods on the Discord server or to me. The way it'll work the night of, the mods will be sort of feeding me the delivery options and the lines. As I'm live, everybody else will be muted. My mods will be working with me, and I want to keep as many of them a surprise as possible. So the mods are basically going to take any suggestions and sort of throw them into a hat and just draw them, kind of thing. So I won't know what I'm up against until it happens, because I want the spontaneity of it. I want it to be fun, and I want it to challenge me a little bit. So please, please, if you have anything in mind, if you wanna play along, send the suggestions to the mods in the Discord server, Kuma and Justin Sidermouth, Kuma most particularly, and they will be able to handle that. The big events in the Patreon reward tiers for October, the dates haven't been set yet, because I don't want to set the dates until I know how many people are in the tier after October 1st. But the events are the movie night, the ramble, and the work night. So the work night, I wanted to give everybody a little bit more information on, because I've had a couple of questions about it. It's not just a you know, everybody comes in and does their own thing kind of work night, which is what I was sort of talking about on my Discord server, having just a general one of those in the voice chat. This is more, think about it more like a live production commentary. So I'll be working on editing, I'll be working on, you know, an audio, whatever, and I will share my screen and go through the process. So for 2 hours, you get to watch me edit, you can ask questions, you can sort of see my process, how it works. I've had a lot of people request videos and things for this. So you basically get to go through it with me live. So you get to see it unedited, see me unedited, and ask questions in the moment. So if there's something comes up that you don't understand or that you want to know about the process or what I'm doing, that's your chance to do that. That one is at the $100 tier. It would be a cluster if I had too many people in that group. Let's just put it that way. Just trying to edit and then trying to manage a larger group of people. So I put it at the higher tier just to keep the group small. I have limited that tier, I believe, to 5 people just because the custom audio is there and I don't have the mental capacity to make a whole bunch of custom audios every month on top of the regular content. So that work night, the we'll call it the live production commentary, is at the $100 tier for now. Speaking of the tiers on Patreon, one of the things that I am going to be doing is shifting the rewards around. I've been looking at what people seem to want, because there hasn't been a lot of growth on the Patreon. I know that people want more either access to me or more content. Those are the two things that I hear about the most. The access to me part was the Discord server. I am in there. I am active in there as much as I can be. Not so much during the day because I work. I do work a full-time job. And my workload is usually fairly heavy, so I don't always have time to pop in. But I do pop in quite a bit. And the thing that I do draw the line at, obviously, is the personal stuff. I don't get involved in the personal side of things. So the access that way, is going to be a little tougher. So I wanted to focus more on the content side. What can I offer in, the Patreon tiers that is going to make them worth being there for? Cause right now, you know, there's the Safe for Work audio, there's the not, the NSFW, the not Safe for Work audio, and then there's the downloadable audios, which is a restricted list because I can't put anything that's scripted on that list because they're not my full content, right? Somebody else wrote them. I'm not going to be giving them away behind a paywall. That's not okay. So only my improvs are on that list. So it's a smaller list, unfortunately. There is the custom audio at the $100 tier. And then there's things like, you know, having some say in the content, the tag votes, the script votes, things like that. So I'm trying to give as much as I can without burning myself out, because that's the other side of it, is I don't want to turn away from Reddit and posting free content so that I have more time to create material for my paid content. I already have a schedule that I have to keep for Siren because I'm obviously contracted there. But if I start pulling away from Reddit to give to Patreon, I'm going to have a mutiny on my hands, I think. So I'm trying to look at how I can balance that. One of the things that has been suggested to me and that I've thought about myself and I've seen other creators do is moving a lot of the behind the scenes stuff into Patreon exclusively. So the spotlights, the commentaries, that kind of thing. Because it's content that I don't make regularly. I don't remember the last time we had a spotlight. It was well before my break. It might've been just before my break. Oh, okay. Excuse me. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why I do this now. Oh, right. Cause it's the only time I have. And the kitties are quiet right now. So I wanted to make hay while the sun shone. But anyway, the commentaries and the spotlights are not something that I'm committed to making right now. So I kind of just do them when the mood strikes. I do have one ready to be posted. So the one for weakness is coming up. I will probably push that into October. I think I will actually. But the reason I say that is because if I'm going to make a spotlight or I'm going to make a production commentary, if I put it on Patreon, I feel like I can do more with it. The production commentary in particular, I feel like I can do a video or, you know, even more of the live stuff if I wanted to do more live commentaries, things like that. Patreon gives me the option to do that. a little bit more in a more controlled environment than just a free-for-all with all of my followers on Reddit, because that could be overwhelming quite quickly. So I am thinking about doing that and moving a lot of the production and behind-the-scenes stuff to Patreon exclusively. I haven't thought about where it would fall in terms of the tiers. I'm thinking probably that $5 or $10 tiers would be where that stuff starts. That way it's, you know, it's content that people seem to want. I'm always being asked for the spotlights and the production commentaries. So, you know, it's giving content that people want that I'm probably going to make anyway, and beefing up the Patreon rewards at the same time. So that's kind of an idea. I will throw the odd one back up on Reddit, in the boudoir, cause I don't want the boudoir to completely suffer. But if I'm preserving my own mental energy, spotlights and production commentaries don't require me to be overly creative. It's talking about the creative process that I've already followed. So I'm better with that. It takes a lot less out of me. So I can promise one of those each a month, you know, that kind of thing. So that might be the way to go. The other thing that I'm thinking is I'm going to start integrating my Siren audios into Patreon a little bit more. And what I mean by that is some of the early access things that are coming from Reddit, they're scripts. And I'm still not comfortable putting scripts behind a paywall, even if it's just early access for a week or two while I, you know, tease Reddit and give it to Patreon. It's still behind a paywall. And I've been struggling with that a little bit since I launched my Patreon. So what I'm thinking is I have the option with Siren to make something exclusive to them or exclusive to them and one other paid platform of my own, which in this case obviously would be Patreon. So I'm thinking I might do early access that way and give you guys the Siren audios, you know, 2 weeks before they're released on Siren, just as an incentive. That way, you know, you have access to them. You can have them earlier. And if I do that, then they can eventually, after a certain amount of time, be added to the downloadable list as well. So we can look at those as options. So I think that might be an integration that I start to make, just because I don't like using scripted content in any way behind a paywall, no matter what my amazing writers say. Because I do have the writers, quite a few of them telling me, you know, I can do whatever I want and they're fine with it. I don't want to take advantage that way because it's not okay. So that is something I'm kicking around as well. I'm also thinking of a script submission idea for the tiers. So if you're at, you know, the $50 tier, you have the ability to submit scripts to me that I will then choose from and perform for Reddit. This is a little different than, you know, me just accepting a script and taking a look and putting it in the pile. These are ones that if I accept them, then, you know, I kind of have to take them. I'm throwing this one around. I don't know if I'm going to make it work because, you know, I have to keep my script quality good and I have to watch what I make. But I'm thinking that that might be something, something that I look at is, you know, a tier where you submit scripts and I make that content. So it seems to work for a couple of other creators that I know. So I think I might take a look at that. There is talk of a YouTube channel at some point, you know, more safe for work content. I would like to start doing more safe for work content. And that's actually one more thing on Patreon that I wanted to talk to you guys about. the safe for work audios every month, I believe they're the $5 tier. They are, they're intended to be like audios unto themselves, right? So they're intended to be like the Reddit audios or whatever, but safe for work. Those are not something I am familiar with making on the regular right now. because I'm so used to making the NSFW ones. So I was thinking about something I could do as a safe for work option. I did do the one song. I threw You Don't See Me up into Patreon as the safe for work option. Didn't really get any response. Nobody seemed overly jazzed about it, but nobody seemed to really not like it either. So I don't know what the reaction was to that. I know that I get a lot of requests for music through when my anonymous form was active, through that and through DMs, and even comments on the posts. You know, if I hum or whatever, I hear about it. So I thought, you know, throwing some music up into Patreon would be a good idea. But literally, I posted the teaser on Reddit and nobody else showed up. So maybe music isn't what people want. So I've been trying to think of what else I can offer on the safe for work side that that might be interesting. And I thought about doing readings. I know some other creators do like story readings and stuff like that. And it all has to be public domain stuff or stuff you've written yourself, obviously, to not be sued into the Stone Ages. So I was thinking, I have a manuscript that I've written. It's a novel that I could start recording chapters of. And it's my own book. Like, I wrote it. I'm an author myself. I do write outside of this medium. I do have three novels published, not widely, and I don't even think they're in print anymore. But writing is something that I've always done, and something that I love to do. So I have this manuscript that I've been sort of sitting on for the last almost 2 years now, and I don't really know that I want to do anything with it in terms of publishing it. But it's a cute little story. You know, it's a love story. It's got some intrigue in it. There's a love triangle, that kind of thing. So I was thinking maybe I can do something with that and read chapters of that as the Safer Work audio and throw those up into Patreon. And then if I do that, then I can do two a month instead of one, which gives extra content, because it's not content that I have to create from scratch. It's just reading, which is awesome. So that's an idea that I'm kicking around. And if I do that, it'll be implemented in October. Let me know in the comments, with messages, whatever, if that's something you'd be interested in. If you think that's a good idea for the $5 and up tier, because I think that's something that it's definitely going to be in the back of my mind. And let me know on the music too, because there's tracks that I do, cover songs. I probably wouldn't put originals into the Patreon, just to maintain the distance between this and my real life, but covers I can absolutely do. So, let me know if that's something that you find value in, that you think adds to your experience here. Please just, you know, messages, comments, whatever. That'd be great. What else do I have coming? Good Lord. I will be taking a little bit of time off at the end of October. There has been some developments in my personal life that are going to require me to not be focusing on anything but them at the end of the month. So starting around the 25th, I will be out for probably close to 2 weeks at this point. I'm hoping less, and I'm hoping that the few days after the 25th, sort of between the 25th and Halloween, I will still be able to post, because I can pre-plan them in the boudoir. But after about the 31st through, you know, the 6th or 7th of November, I'm gonna have to probably not be posting really at all, other than Siren, because I have something really large in my personal life to take care of. Nothing terrible, just time consuming. So that is coming up. The end of October is a little bit of a break. Nothing major, nothing like it was in August where I sort of disappeared for 3 weeks. No, it's just, you know, a week or so that I got to take care of some things. So that will be coming. Patreon will be unaffected. All Patreon content will continue. I'm hoping to have all of October's content out by then so that I don't have to worry about it. And then it gives me some breathing room into November. So we'll keep an eye out for that. And I'll make sure that everybody gets all the content that they've paid for. And all the events have happened by then as well. We have some really cool stuff coming. I have a 4-person collaboration coming up with three other amazing performers from GWA. It's a Ravish a Girl script, just like the one that I just did, the Elements collaboration with Looking for My Blue Sky, Wendy's Lost Boys, Illusions Collared, used to be Oral Illusions, and High Girly, the one that we just released before I came back from break. So there is another one in the works. I'm actually currently editing that one. It's a little slow going because Audacity is being a bitch. I should have just gone right into audition, but because the initial editing phases were done on Audacity, I stayed within it to stay consistent, but it's taking a little longer than I'd like because it's having some issues with the tracks. So that is coming, hopefully. I'm hoping before October, but should be any time now. I think that's everything. There's not really a whole lot of surprises or anything major coming to keep an eye out for. Oh, one other thing I've been asked about, and I thought I would launch it here or let everybody know here in Patreon first. If you're in the boudoir and you want to create a post of your own, I know there's the meme post and there's one about, I think it's a wall of shame or something. Anyway, they're beholder created content. If that's something that, you know, you have an idea and you want to do that, just shoot me a message. I do have it restricted that I'm the only one that can post in there right now. And I do that for a reason because I don't want it becoming a free-for-all or a shit show. But if you have something you want to discuss that's related to me and my content, specifically my content, within the boudoir, please send me a message. Tell me what you want to post just so I have an idea and then I'll give you the permission to do it. Or if it's not something I want posted, I won't. But you know, I can make those concessions on a case-by-case basis. I just don't want it to be a free-for-all. So please, if you want to start your own meme thread or you have a question about characters or, you know, you want to ask your fellow beholders something about the audios, you want to share fan art. I do get fan art. If you want to put that up directly into the boudoir yourself, please just send me a message and I'll give you the permission to do so. As long as it's not, you know, really graphic and really disturbing or anything like that. But if it's based on my content, it wouldn't be because I don't have a lot of that. So yeah, just send me a message and tell me what you want to do and I'll do my best to make it happen. I think that's everything for this month. This is quite the update. We're rounding off on almost 24 minutes here. So I'm going to leave it at that. Nothing surprising coming. Patreon is still going to be a moving target. I'm still trying to figure it all out. If there's things that you've seen, you know, from other creators that you like, ideas that you have that would make Patreon more interesting for you, please let me know. I'm open to suggestions. I'm trying to figure this out myself. And like I said, I'm walking the line between giving everybody what they are paying for and giving them what they want versus burning out. So I have to manage both sides. But if there's something that you think would be a great idea, something feasible, within my own limitations, please, please send it my way. I will absolutely take a look. And I really am going to wrap it up there. So thank you everybody for being patrons, for your support. I hope we see you in the Discord server. I know quite a few of you are there, but not everybody. So if you want to come on over, there is a way to do it. It's linked on Patreon, but if you're struggling, send me a message and I'll help get you over there. We don't do a lot yet. We're still sort of building the crowd. We do have some lively conversations over there. My mods are usually in the middle of them and the shit disturbers, but that's great. So yeah, just keep in touch. Thank you for being here. And also I had a message from somebody who had to stop, their monthly pledge. And they felt horrible about it. Please don't ever feel horrible if you know your circumstances have changed and you can't support financially anymore. I never expect my listeners to support financially. I give them the option to do so and the way to do so, but it's never an expectation. So please don't feel that you have to, or if you have to change tiers or just stop altogether, I don't take it personally. If it's something wrong with my content, or, you know, you don't feel like you're getting what you paid for, please, there's the exit survey. Let me know those things so that I can work on them. But if it's just because it's a change in situation, please don't feel bad about that. That happens to everybody at some point. And I would rather, you know, you take care of yourself than try to keep up with me. So that was my PSA for the day, by the way. So again, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Jesus, I need to stop before, you know, my tongue completely screws up my mouth and I can't form any words, which is getting to that point. Thank you all for being here. And I hope that you're finding Patreon a rewarding experience, or at least getting something out of it. And I hope to see you all next month. Take care, everyone.